Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. This is a fan-made podcast. We have no relation to Bloodline and the Grid, Shattered Grid, Unworthy Studios, Saban, Boom Studios, or anything of that nature. We make this because we love it and for the fans. This is a project of love made by the fans for the fans. Thank you and enjoy.
Sends out a message to the team about his twin brother. As Rhea sets up the team for who is going to Yodoba. Who will the Rangers deal with this situation? Stay tuned to find out. It's morphin' time!
Power Rangers Multiverse. Episode 17. A Planetary Rescue, Part 3. Mission, Yodoba. On the planet Yodoba, the hooded figure is still watching everything that is going on with the Yellow Slayer, Tropical Storm, and Hyper Hurricane.
We will rule the multiverse once again, and we will destroy those Rangers. Count on it.
I love the idea of destroying those Ranger fools. Those spandex-wearing punks.
Once they're destroyed, the multiverse will be ours for the taking.
Just you wait. Just you wait. When the Rangers get here, they will stop you.
There's a Ranger out there who is watching everything right now.
On Earth, the Rangers are getting ready to leave for Yodoba.
If Lisa's going to be the lead on this mission, make sure nothing goes wrong and come back safely. Rhea, you don't need to worry about anything. Just make sure the Earth is safe as well.
Andra, are you ready to play the Astro Megaship Mark V?
Oh, Doc, I thought you'd never ask. I've been waiting to fly the Astro Megaship once again.
Rocky, Jason, and myself will be mission control.
Wait, is this our mission dinner? I'll definitely control that.
Only you, Rocky. Only you. You can count on us, Cam. Let me at least.
I am going to stay cast with the other Rangers. And please, no food at the console, Rocky.
Oh, man.
Don't worry, Dr. K. I'll keep Rocky in his bottomless pit away from the console, even if I have to elbow him in the stomach.
Hey!
Meanwhile, as the Rangers are making their way to the Astro Megaship, Chris and Randy notice a small box in Alex's pocket.
Okay, Rangers, let's get inside and get ready to blast off for the planet Yotora.
Well, whatever's on this planet is ready for an interplanetary ninja beatdown.
as Chris and Randy both bend down to pick up the box. They accidentally headbutt each other.
Ouch! Ah, my head! I got this, Randy. Jeez. I dropped out of Alex's pocket. Curious. What could you know?
It's okay, Mono, but you definitely got a gorilla-sized head. In a good way, of course.
Randy, run.
I might know what it could be.
She says with a giddy with excitement. And Sam catches up with Chris.
Not many people can say they ever visited another planet.
Nope, but whatever people need, help, us Rangers will be there. Upgrade to the fully
electric ship. But we do have to be careful because we don't know what 0% APR. You can what we could be facing.
Extra
fun,
extra adventures, extra road trips, extra laughs,
extra crazy. But it isn't one of the reasons why we became. Isn't that one of the reasons why we became Rangers in the first place? The day we stepped through those chosen portals to join this team and earned our powers of the multiverse, we agreed to become a multiverse ranger.
And we are not looking back. We are stronger than ever before because of the choices we made to become the multiverse sworn protectors, whether on Earth or in space or in a distant world. The multiverse needs the multiverse ranger.
Some time passes as the selected rangers are in the hangar.
I'm ready for anything, guys.
Same here. But we do need to be careful. We don't know what's out there.
You have a point there, Damien and Rano. But let's kick it into high gear. That's never stopped us before.
I'm a bear, Randy. You should know me by now.
I'm ready as well. No matter what, we have each other's backs. That is true, Tammy. But knowing Lisa, it's the walls.
Let's do this, guys. We need to be prepared, though.
My cousin is counting on us to save her. Let's get going.
All aboard the Astro Mega Ship. We have a schedule to keep, people. Let's go.
With everyone present and accounted for, the selected Rangers board the Astro Mega Ship.
Okay, Rangers. Mission means a lot to Dr. K, and we have to watch each other's backs.
All right, Lisa. Ready on your command. Let's get to our stations, Rangers.
The sooner we get this underway, the sooner we can learn what we need to proceed in our mission.
Stop here right now.
Becky approaches her station that is best suited for her needs.
Ready when you are, Lisa. Let's rock it.
Being in space is like being in space again is like being at home. This is my first time in space.
Trust me, Yaz. When you're able to sit back and actually relax, as rare as that might be, space is actually a very beautiful place.
Chris pulls Alex aside.
Hey, bro. You dropped this. Curious, though. What's in it?
Alex checks to make sure that no one else is looking and opens the box.
Alright. I need a move. I need to go first to Tammy, but for now, I'm going to clean up.
Alex quickly closes the box and puts it in his pocket. Chris, thinking to himself with awe and excitement for his ninja brother.
Hey, Becky was right.
Says to Alex.
Yeah, so Becky kind of knows. It's gotta be a woman thing. You know, it's the size of a small box and the men carrying them. You can put two and two together. Anyway, don't worry. Your secret's safe with us. Ninja's honor.
Tammy walks over to Chris and Alex.
What's going on over here, you two, and why are you being so secretive over here?
Oh.
Ames thinks.
They're coming up with a rescue plan using their ninja powers.
He looks at Alex, winks at him.
Guys, let's focus. Let's keep our guard up. We don't know what's out there. And you. Well, I'll deal with you later. I hope we have some in the flight some flight endowments.
We don't know what we are facing yet, but let's get going.
Andros contacts Cam.
Alright, all systems are in the green, Cam. Ready when you guys are.
Opening hangar bay doors now. He begins the countdown. We have liftoff! As the Astro Megaship takes off, it's set on Yodaba. Back on the planet, the Yellow Slayer activates the machine, weakening Zordon.
Now the time has come to finally get rid of the multiverse, those pesky Rangers, and a great sage Zordon of Eltalar. This machine who drains Zordon Z-Wave energy and become the most powerful ranger in the multiverse. Oh yes, how deliciously deserving of my evil uprising. Yes.
The old mentor is back, Zordon. You work for us now, whether you like it or not.
Finally, with this new power, we can rule the world and destroy that circus of spandex-wearing punks known as the Multiverse Strangers.
The Multiverse Strangers won't hold back in stopping you guys, you know.
Jesus sees what is going on and carefully walks up to the cage to help Cass. Jisoo whispering, "Don't worry, I'll get you out of here. My experience with this planet gives me an edge, plus when it comes to evil, I don't care what they think or feel, they're going down."
"Who are you, Andrew?"
Jisoo, as he continues whispering, "I'm Jisoo Hiyuda. I am a ranger just like my identical twin brother, Hiro. I haven't seen a hero in a while, though. But shh, quiet. We don't want that overripe banana hearing us."
"It's nice to meet you. We need to get out of here."
As Jisoo continues to help Kaz get out of the cage, the Astro Megaship enters space.
"All right. Activating artificial gravity now. 3, 2, 1.
Endos activates the artificial gravity by pushing a few buttons.
"Andros, we need to get there as soon as we can."
"I'm giving it all she's got, Dr. K. But there is one more option."
"You know, I do have an option. Try the booster rockets I installed on the Astro Megaship earlier."
"When did you have time to do that, Dr. K?"
"I had the Astro Megaship Mark V ready a long time ago. And I put booster rockets on before I became a Ranger, Sam."
"Oh, nice. Meet my shotgun."
Sam activates the thruster level to Hyper Mark V.
"Oh, okay."
As the Astro Megaship exits the hyper jump, James, Maria, Gaz, and Reppy are walking through the towards the control deck when they hear Alex on the simu deck training.
"I have no idea what Alex is up to."
"I agree. What has that ninja samurai have plans? Anybody has any ideas?"
"That sounds like Alex moving in the shadows. I wonder what he is up to, though. Something tells me whatever he's up to, it's gotta be special. A and Manos.
We have to find out some time on what Alex is up to.
As they get closer, they can see that Alex, from the looks of her, is practicing a new move.
Looks like he's working on a new move. I wonder what he'll name it.
I think he's trying out some moves that me and Reyes did 2 years ago.
Hey, we might need them, but hopefully we don't.
Alex, as he continues practicing.
Man, I know there's a way to combine these moves fast. I just know it.
He gets thrown to the ground from the excess power.
Man, almost had it.
He gets back up and he tries again.
Hope those moves pay off, bro.
Alex, you won't be able to pull off the moves that Reyes and Maria did. Alex, why are you training so hard to pull off that kind of move for?
You know what, guys? You doubt my brother, but I have confidence in Alex. Both as a ninja and as a samurai. Either way, he'll find a way to come up, power up that move. It'll be lit. You'll see.
Shouldn't disturb his progress, guys. These moves he's working on might be an essential part of the plan at hand.
While they were talking, Andros speaks over the loudspeaker.
Thank you for flying Astro Megaship today. Please keep your hands and feet inside the ship until complete landing. And if you look to your left, you'll see the beautiful planet Yotoba.
To be continued. Will the Rangers complete this? Will they be able to rescue Zora? And what do the villains have planned? Stay tuned and find out, dear listeners of the multiverse.
Wait, okay? You think you're faster than me? Watch this.
I thought you were quicker than that. Almost had me. Missed me.
Okay. I need a drink.
I got something just for you.
What you got?
Here you go. It's called Push and Punch. From the line of Dubby. Very delicious.
I've been trying to order this drink for a while. How did you get it?
I went to www.dubby.gg, entered the promo code CRMultiverse, all one word, and I got 10% off my order, plus I got a shaker.
You got a shaker? Fine. Okay. I'm taking the shaker. Sorry, that's my shaker. And, oh yeah, Randy, say hello to War.
Really? That was a cheap shot.
Little Ranger construction drone.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I had to do that because you ordered my drink. You should, you know. But
Hey.
What?
Who said I ordered it for me?
You cheeky. You're cheeky.
Hello? Isn't today something special, little Missy?
Hey, would somebody explain to me why Randy flew through the water in my room?
I'm sorry, Raph. That was my fault.
And Mano, sorry about that. We will get that taken care of.
Now?
Oh, would you look at the time? I gotta go.
No, you're not. You're not going nowhere. Get back here, Wolf. Get back here.
By the way, senorita.
What?
Happy, what is it? It's been a year since we became teammates, isn't it?
A year? A year will be in, like, in next month.
Okay, so 11 months. I was 1 month off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, if we have any kids, I know one of them is going to be taken after you.
And I know definitely one will probably be taken after you with that damn wall.
Oh, and, Randy?
Yes?
Say hello to the wall again.
Oh, miss me this time.
Yeah, but we got, some... Oh, no.
Oh, no, not again.
Check it out, Dr. Ball. A deep crucial wall.
Oh,
great.
I'm seeing
wall
activity again.
Lisa.
Selling their stuff again.
Yes, Randy.
Lisa, call the zoo. I think two of their animals broke out.
Yeah.
Who's talking?
Oh, gosh. This time we got a... What? I don't even know what he's supposed to be. Is he supposed to be like a crow or what? I have no idea.
I think one of them is like a hippopotamus.
Yeah, that works.
What did this dude just call me?
Yeah.
And what's the laughing hyena?
Oh, geez. No. One of them is a meerkat. The other one's the hippopotamus. That's true.
Wait. Time out. I thought he was more of a warhog.
Anyway, yeah.
Anyway, what do you guys want to
do?
Have you looked in your
Lisa, should I make a very special call?
I think we might need a... Actually, Bulk, Skull. Do you want to end up going through a wall?
Bulk, Boyer! Skull, over there!
I still need to fix up the wall that you broke in my restaurant.
Bulk, Boyer, Skullovich, what are you doing?
I'm just talking to a couple guys, sir.
Talking about what?
Nothing important.
Oh, Commander Stone.
Then get back to work at the double.
Commander Stone.
Sir. Lieutenant Stone.
Lieutenant Stone, can I talk to you first? Can we talk to you for a second?
What do you want?
You seem to be the type of guy who works every day and does not take a sip of water. Am I correct in that? You must be very thirsty. Here, try some of Dubby's hydration line. It's called Monkey Madness. Actually, tastes delicious.
Oh, you, Randy, you just gave it. You just gave Lieutenant Stone Chris's drink.
That's okay. I personally recommend you, Lieutenant Stone.
Enjoy. If you want some of your own.
Okay.
What's wrong with Lieutenant Stone, Skull?
I think he's got a little bit of monkey there.
Remember, it's www.dubby.gg with the code of PR Multiverse, all together, all one word, no spaces.
Yeah, you get 10%
off on your purchase.
Yeah, well, there is something else, though. Randy, why are you wearing my t-shirt?
Oh, yes. I don't know if you found out, but I heard there was a merch line as well. I just had to go pick out the one of the girl I'm with, because, you know, even on this t-shirt, you look stunning.
Guys, I think I have a few news. Apparently, Hero no longer is allowed to give us the promo, but he left a message saying that his brother's now doing that.
His brother?
Everyone, Jisoo here. This is an announcement
yes,
for
his brother.
Yes, we have plenty of all the entertainment have and a 2000. He's called Bo. You're looking down.
For those of you who are looking to get warm and cozy during the winter, we have a beautiful blanket. Then for those of you who want our traditional swag, we have t-shirts. We got individual shirts with the individual Rangers on them. All of them you can find in our merch store, along with tote bags. We got lanyards. We got a whole
slew of products. I have a question for you, Jisoo. Is there a specific code that we could put in?
Yes. You go to www.powerrangersmultiversereangers.godaddysites.com. You can put in the promo code PRMultiverse1, all caps, no spaces, the number one, and you will get 10% off your purchases.
Yeah, Randy.
Yes?
Have you noticed though what I'm wearing?
Is that a shirt of Randy? Is that my shirt?
Yeah. Duh.
Aww.
Don't get your swag today, and you can be like these two lovebirds.
It looks stunning on you, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Hey, where's my shirt?
Your shirt? Oh no.
It's the worst. Old t-shirts too.
There will be new products in the works, and we have a couple more surprises in store for everybody.
Okay.
Remember the website, www.powerrangersmultiverserangers.godaddysites.com. With the promo code PRMultiverse1, all caps, no spaces. Go get your merch today.
Excellent. So, Lisa, want to go back to training? I mean, we were in the middle of a session, after all.
Yeah, I think we got. Oh my God, we got a mission. We got a mission as well.
Oh gosh! All right, let's go take care of that mission.
Yeah. Oh. Let's get these Rangers.
Okay, guys. We gotta go. We got a mission to get going to. So we'll catch you later on. And as someone always says, I'm waiting for the line.
It's time for a gold rush.
It is time for a gold rush.
Ready for any situation.
monitors are showing the team made it on the planet safely. They touched down.
Excellent. Now we just need to keep a monitor on them in case anything happens.
I need to get something to eat if I'm going to be watching the monitors all day. So, I'm going to go get some Popeyes. Anyone want chicken?
Hi, Rocky, Rocky. Your timing is dry as usual, just like their biscuits.
Damn fixed Popeyes. That he's talking to himself. Maybe the dry biscuits will keep it quiet around here so we can get actual work done.
Oh, man. You hurt my feelings, Cam. But I still need food.
Why don't you buy your own restaurant? Since you love food so much. In that case, never mind.
On the other side of the CC look, this and the other are relaxing for the time being.
Lucky I've sent Lisa and the others to Utoba. Because if we all went, the Earth will be in danger.
You're worried about the other half. I'm just glad Lisa ain't here. At least our walls are safe. For now.
Cahill heads to the training room.
I'm going to prepare for whatever comes our way. You know where to find me if you need me. I'm headed to the training room.
Raphael follows behind.
Yeah, it's better than marking your territory everywhere. And please take a shower.
The face pumps.
Jill, look out for Raphael's aerial attacks. He might find you if it comes out the wrong end.
I'll keep that in mind. Thank you.
Yeah, luckily, we don't have to put up with... I'm going to put Draticona through the wall all the time. I will train with you, Jahil, and I'll show you some moves.
Training. Upgrade to fully electric. Hey, I can show you some moves, and you can show me some. You can have
100%. We'll see about that. Extra to see Granny.
Extra laughs. Meanwhile, while the three of them are in the training room, we see Dark Connor, Cyber Reach, Master Vi, Ecliptor, Divatox, and Frax coming up with another one of their evil schemes.
There's got to be another way to freaking beat those multicolored pests.
Yeah, because your last plan was so successful.
I watch your tongue and hear you.
Because of your last plan was so successful? Yeah. Says the person who comes up with the worst plan.
Dark Honda and Ecliptor are watching the argument in amusement as Frax runs in.
I have news that will interest you.
And what would that be, Frax?
It seems that the Rangers, at least some of them, have gone into space.
This is perfect timing to send those terrible Rangers that we caused trouble in the city. Yes, send those Cyber Reeds, Cyber Turbos, yes.
As Cyber Rita and Cyber Turbo Rangers sends them down to the planet to terrorize the city. At the CC lookout, Kiba and Kina Rose are in the lounge playing Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
I'm a master of this game, so I might not go easy on you, Kina.
Oh man, I won't win against you, Kiba. But I guess we'll see about that.
Get over here!
The other side of CC lookout, we see Rias resting thing in the area, running down some plans for something big that may be coming as Jack walks into the resting area. Mm-hmm. Jack smiles at Rias.
Hey Rias, why are you here alone? What are you working on?
Riz looks up at Jack.
Oh, hey, Jack. I'm working on something that Izzy mentioned about. Plus, I haven't heard from Sid about the mission I sent her on.
Oh, I understand. But don't worry about that. I can help you out with that.
As Rias and Jack are working on the plans in the training room, Jahil, Raphael, and Trish are training together.
Come on, you two, put your backs into it, like this.
As Trish does a full double split kick on the training dumbbells.
Hi-ya!
Jahil watches in amazement.
Whoa! That was incredible. My girl can take care of herself. Jeez, nicely done.
I know, right?
He attempts to do a tornado kick and falls down on his bottom.
My turn. Darn it.
Raphael face palms.
Bro, you're doing it wrong. It's like this.
He does the tornado kick and looks at Jahil.
You see? That's how it's done.
You're lucky I don't bite your ankles, bro. You're lucky I love you.
Hey, at least I'm not distracted. So,
alarms sound throughout the CC lookout.
Looks like we got trouble.
Raphael runs to the control room.
Oh, great. All we need right now. Let's go.
Hey, wait up, you two.
Trish runs after them. In the resting area, Rias and Jack hear the alarm.
Looks like we need it, Jack.
Oh, man. Oh, well. Duty calls. Let's get going.
As Rias and Jack head to the control room, in the labs, Kiba and Kimuro bring Oral Comet and hear the alarm as well.
We can finish this game later, as we are needed.
Yeah, and so let's find what's going on.
As the team arrives in the control room, Cam, Jason, and Marky are waiting for them.
What's going on, guys?
Those infernal cyber rangers are back at it again and attacking the city.
Yeah, my guess is that Vile thinks that all the rangers went to space.
Great. And it's going to be late getting here.
Perfect. We have an element of surprise to our advantage.
Do we need to know who or what it is?
Come on, bro. We don't need to know what or who it is, but knowing Rita and Master Vile, it spells out danger, so we have to be prepared.
Well, I mean, they're both machines, so I explained everything.
Yeah, I hope our training will come into good use.
Whatever it is, I think we need to check it out. And what do you think, Rias?
I agree. We should check it out.
We should check it out and see what's going on.
As the Rangers head towards the city, back on Yotoba, the team puts their plans into action.
Right. We need to stay together because we don't know what is on this planet. So we need to be careful. Lisa's right. And whatever is on this planet, we need to watch out for each other. I agree. And the only thing is, this is my first time on this planet. Whatever's on this planet, be careful.
The main plan is to rescue my cuz, Cass, and whoever else is on this planet.
Well, sounds simple, though. Although I have this weird gut feeling it won't be smooth sailing.
And
With 0% APR, you can have 100% extra
fun. Do me a favor. Extra adventures, extra road this time, granny, extra don't use Gingy. Extra cozy nights
in, extra picnics, hey, extra movies, yeah, extra dog walking, and
extra jumping in muddy. Hey, Alex, Alex, don't worry.
See my sister, call me a hothead.
Alex, Alex, now, you got this. I got your back. We got your back. Ninja Pros for life, remember? With our new powers, you don't need Gingy. The humble postcode.
An unassuming set of that's right. Trust that our guardian spirit powers have your back, no matter what. So let's light them up.
Thanks, guys.
Really, Damien? We need to be working together, not putting each other down, man. What's up with you? You hothead?
Hey, only my sister can call me a hothead.
I call it like I see it.
Anyways, guys, instead of bickering with this bear, can let's get this mission over with.
As the Rangers make their way through the planet, inside the cave, the Yellow Slayer continues to drain Zordon even more.
Yes, yes, delicious, yes. With every ounce of your precious sea wave energy I absorb, the more powerful I become.
I prefer it when it evilly laughs.
This new sort of power will definitely help us with our plan to take over the multiverse. Those rangers will be ants under our boots. So don't squash them like the insects they are.
Feel his power draining from him.
You won't get away with this, Yellow Slayer. My rangers will find me, and they will destroy you. You're not even worthy of the saber-tooth target powers and what they truly represent. Oh, shut up, giant editor. Soon, Zordon, I will be the most powerful being in the entire multiverse. And then there will be nothing for you or your pathetic multiverse power punks that they can ever do about it.
As Zordon gets weaker, Jesus finally helps him break free.
We need to get Zordon away from that yellow creep. He's going to destroy Zordon.
But how are we going to do that when the multiverse rangers could be here too soon?
More allies are coming. Look. But if they don't hurry, we will lose Zordon. And losing Zordon is unacceptable. Just then, Hyper Hurricane turns around and sees the empty cage.
Ugh, the prisoners have escaped from their cages. Get them, you fool! Find them, bring them before me so I may destroy them myself! Right away, my lord. You bumbling idiot of a brother of mine. Hey, it's not my fault we must focus on this giant tube. Just find us. As for you, Zordon, soon, as you are on my way, the multiverse is mine.
Hyper Hurricane rushes out to find the prisoner. To be continued. Will the Rangers be able to complete the mission? Will they be able to rescue Zordon? Will the Yellow Slayer recapture Cass? Or will she get away? Will they be able to return home? And what else does the Yellow Slayer have in store? Will the team on Earth be able to stop the Cyber Rangers? Stay tuned, dear listeners of the multiverse.
To morph into even a thought.
Hello there, listeners of the multiverse. We are so glad you guys have kept with us for going on our fourth season now. Thank you for putting up with our antics and our roller coaster of emotions. This is where we do the shout outs. So we would like to give a nice big shout out to Combat in the Grid, Grim the Dragon Tamer, our sponsors Dubby, as well as GoDaddy Sites for our website that they have set up. Kieran Ashley, Nakia Baris, Jason Font, The Triplets, Justin Nemo, Catherine Sutherland. Am I missing anybody, folks?
Walter Jones.
Walter Jones.
Walter Jones, yes, thank you. Rita Repulsa as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Barbara Goodson.
Barbara Goodson.
Steve Cardenas.
Steve Cardenas.
Fielding.
David J. Fielding,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Not just that, though. If you want to catch up on the interviews, you can always catch them up. And plus, we're on YouTube as well.
Yes, we are. Look up the Power Rangers Multiverse Rangers YouTube channel. Please like, comment, and subscribe.
And Catherine Sutherland on there as a guest on one of our shows. Go check it out, guys. Yep. Some awesome stuff.
And also
live on there.
Yeah, we can't mention we have got something coming up next week, but we can't say what it is.
Mm-hmm. One important thing. Did we mention Justin Nemo and Dan Southworth?
Oh, Dan Southworth I didn't mention, but I mentioned Justin.
Mm-hmm. Who else? Wait. Xander. We can't forget Xander.
Oh, Xander, yes.
Talking about that,
I thought there were no secrets among teammates, boss.
We can't say what's going on for next week.
We all swore to secrecy, so... Yes.
We all swore...
None of us can say anything.
Let's get I'll let you know it is worth the wait.
Yes.
Yeah, what Chris said.
Fine.
It's worth the wait.
And Randy?
Yes, señorita?
We still got finished up our training.
Oh, that's right. We were going to finish it, but then we had that mission to take care of. Ooh. All right, well, guys, I got an errand to run. Just came up.
You're not going nowhere.
See ya.
Get back here.
Okay. Señorita. I love your go-getter, but like, go off my neck.
But where's my drink?
Sis.
Yes, Hothead.
You're lucky I call you a Hothead. Your drink is inside his pocket.
Dang it, Damien. I thought we were supposed to be teammates.
It was my fault.
I can explain why you got there. I can explain how that got there. See ya! Distraction!
Mr. Randy, I know you're gonna be my future brother-in-law, but drink that drink before you even try to banish. So here you go, sis.
Ah, oh, thank you very much.
It's called push it punch.
Guardian Battlefield.
Here you go.
Thank you. Dubby. Okay.
www.dubby.gg. You can enter the promo code PRMultiverse, all together, one word, no spaces. And can you please put me down? I like my feet on the ground, please. Thank you.
Hey, Hothead.
What?
You know what you can do with him?
Okay, cool.
Wow! That's something you got, GG! PRMultiverse, all one word!
I guess let's say David just did a home run. Oh, damn.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
Really, Damien? Did you have to put Randy all the way up there?
Lisa, this is Randy. Please come in.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, never mind. As that was, don't ever do that to me again, Hothead. Please.
You're not allowed to call me Hothead, at least not yet.
Father, what are you doing this to him for?
I don't know. He's supposed to be your man. I'm treating him like a man.
You wait till I tell Mother.
Good luck. She's far. She's on a different planet.
Yeah, but one thing is though, Father, you won't get your drink.
Sure, I got my dragon drink right here.
No more. You haven't. You haven't got it no more.
Oh, you took it. Okay.
No, I gave it to Mom.
Oh, well, I have this other one. Ah.
Damien. I'd like for you to meet a little project of mine. It's Jahil, by the way. And it's called the Retractable Claw. Now I got your punch. See ya.
Oh, man.
Brother, what on earth are you doing to steal another man's drinks?
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm allowed to say anything.
Damien. Breeze here. Why are you wearing my shirt?
Oh.
This your shirt?
Yeah.
For some reason, somebody tricked me and put a bear instead.
No. I don't know. I don't know, guys, but I'm kind of liking the stylish gold Z t-shirts right here, man.
I don't know about y'all, but this is Randy, by the way. I think the Falcon shirts actually work pretty well. She looks stunning both on a t-shirt and in person, don't you think?
Did you also hear about those
shirts? I can't really say much.
Hope that you can use to carry whatever products you want. Such as those W energy drinks that Randy likes to pinch.
Hey, that was supposed to be our secret. Dang it!
Okay. First of all, why is Damon wearing a gold tiger shirt? Secondly, who swapped Sensei Ria's shirt? Why is she wearing a bear shirt? And where on earth is my shirt?
I think your brother's wearing your shirt anyway.
Hey, Ralph, what do you think?
Where to get him?
Orange Phoenix look pretty good. I see you got the Blue Wolf one right there. Or Crimson Wolf, rather.
Classic Red Ape was looking nice, too.
Yeah, and where can we get these shirts from?
www.PowerRangersMultiverseRangers.GoDaddySites.com.
And we have a new product in the shop now. We have now flags. You can get them all the way from a very small motorcycle flag all the way up to a 10-foot by 15-foot pole flag.
So Jisoo, what I'm hearing is we could use that 10-foot by 15-foot flag to wrap up Lisa.
Don't even think about it. Through a wall.
Randy.
I think what Lisa's gonna say, she's gonna take that flagpole, shine it real nice, and stick it straight up. You know where that's going.
So much attention there, Bob.
Randy.
Yes, I didn't do it.
Say hello to the wall.
Ugh. Oh,
Lisa said I prepare a wall for you to use. You
missed me. Yeah. This W energy has me very spry. Nice try, Lisa.
Okay, so is there a promo code to go with these merchandise we got?
Yes, there is.
Purple.
It's PR Multiverse 1. All caps, no spaces. That is PR Multiverse 1. You can get 10% off your purchases. And for those of you who
work. Oh, no.
Again,
it's so close.
This is the reason we can't up this time.
Hey, look at this props again, boys, bulky.
They're selling their Ranger merch again. Could they be a Power Ranger?
They're selling their corny wannabe Ranger merch. It looks nothing like them, seriously.
Hmm. Could they be the Ranger's skull?
Hmm. Hey, Bulk. Let me tell you this.
I think they're a little too big for the camera. I think they're a little too big for their helmets.
Hey, Bulk.
Oh, no, but they're short.
If we were the Ranger, we'd be Einstein.
Randy, let me handle these two.
Bulk? These two.
Bulk? Skull? Go back to your failing sandwich shop.
Ooh! Feeling damage.
Hang on a minute.
This doesn't get it, does he?
Lieutenant Stone, you are needed.
Walk more, Skolovich!
Oh, no. Yes, sir.
Lieutenant Stone, come here a second. Let me talk to you for a second. Didn't I tell you earlier today you gotta stay hydrated, especially in your line of business? Here, have a little more of Monkey Madness. It's the hydration line of Dubby.
My Skolovich? Try this.
Yes, sir!
Oh, boy.
Okay, guys, we gotta shoot off. We got another mission coming up soon. Don't know when, but we gotta get going.
We're needed in the command center.
Did you Rangers miss all Scrozzle?
Oh, great. We got the tin can of a metalhead, Scrozzle. Oh, boy. Come here, you worthless bucket of bolts. I'll handle you myself.
Well, at least we haven't got to put up with the Dark Rangers. So that's a good thing about that one.
Oh, my gosh.
I hate these Power Rangers. See that Crimson Wolf?
Hey, I got a Crimson Wolf for you. Come here, Goldar. Eat a banana, you monkey boy.
Destroy him.
Okay, guys, we gotta go. Stay tuned for the next ones coming up. And especially, though, something else coming up as well.
I can't tell you what it is.
But stay tuned for next week.
Sorry, big brother.
And you know what time it is?
Oh, yeah, go on in.
It's time for Gold Rush.
Certainly is.
Power lies on me.